that did mean for me growing up, as there was only 3 years between us, I spent the majority of my childhood on my own, almost as though I was an only child, because the way Martin could communicate and the way he could play just did not match mine. And so there was very, very little we could do together that didn't upset him or frustrate him or make him angry. He only really learnt to be able to speak appropriately when he was in his early teens. And so until then, would just scream. Scream if he was hungry, scream if he wanted you to give him something, scream if he was happy, if he wasn't happy. There were never words used. And so for a child trying to play with him, that became increasingly frustrating for everybody in the family. And although we tried, there was very little we could integrate and do together. The only thing we could really do together was watching Disney films. So that was the one thing that as a family we could share and enjoy. And he used to love singing along to the different songs and making up dances to go with them. But as he's got older, he still really enjoys those films, but will not sing for other people to listen. And if anybody else tries to sing at him, for example, singing Happy Birthday, he will cover his ears and scream or cry or make noise to drown out the sound of people singing. So as a child growing up, for me, I spent a lot of my time away from him because a lot of my parents' focus had to be on him, which was absolutely fine and something they tried to make me understand from a very early age, although it's only with hindsight that I understand the reasons why. At the time, I thought it was quite selfish and I felt quite resentful towards that. But I completely understand the reasons why now all that time had to be spent on him. I had friends at school who couldn't and wouldn't come round to the house because they were uncomfortable around Martin. They didn't know how to react. And Martin wouldn't have coped with strangers in the house anyway. So it felt quite isolating growing up. And for me, school was really an outlet to that and a way of getting away from what was at home, because I was aware he was different. And I didn't know very many people who were in the same situation as me, so had no one to share that feeling with. And that did make sort of teenage years quite difficult, because I wasn't able to share the frustrations I had with anybody. And so spent a lot of time overthinking things, locked away in a room as far away from him as possible, so I didn't have to listen to the screaming and the noise and the crying.